and welcome to Wendelicious at Goal. I am your host, Wendy Volker, and I am Wendelicious. In 2018, I lost 48 and a half pounds and earned lifetime membership using the Weight Watchers program. Each week on this show, I will share my personal successes and struggles and provide support and motivation to other people on a weight loss journey, whether or not that journey is with Weight Watchers. I need to say the views expressed on this show are my own and are not endorsed by Weight Watchers. So let's go. Hello, my friends out there in Facebook land and my podcast listeners, my lovelies, my QFAers. I'll explain that for any new listeners in a bit. We are back at it again. Welcome to episode 24 of Wendelicious at Goal. I am so glad to have you here. And welcome to everyone who is joining me on the Facebook live stream. I'm super excited to be doing Facebook Live. I've never done it before, so this is new. I put on some makeup. I brushed my hair. I made sure there's no spinach in my teeth. I have pants on, I swear. For all of my podcast-only listeners, I will try to keep things focused on some non-visual things, and I will try not to refer to the live stream too much, but if you're feeling a little jealous out there in podcast land and wish you were watching the live stream, I'll do it again. I'm already having fun. I'm a minute and 32 seconds into the show, and I'm already having a blast, so I will definitely be doing this again. I have been so super excited about doing this show live on Facebook this week. You would not even believe it. I've been thinking about it all week, you know, trying to come up with what I'm going to talk about and thinking about, what I'm going to wear. I ended up choosing my Cleveland Indians, my new Cleveland Indians shirt. So go Tribe. I've just been thinking about it a lot and how excited I am to be showing my face to everybody. I have one of those faces made for radio. So being on TV or being on a video is new to me. And sometimes recording this podcast, depending on my week, can be a little something I'm dreading a little bit. Sometimes I'm not feeling it. But this week, I've been so psyched about doing the show live on Facebook. So I'm glad to everybody who was able to join us. And please, everybody out there watching, please chime in. I can see your comments right there. So if you've got something to ask, something to say, please join in, make a comment, and I'll make it part of the show. Very exciting. And also for people watching, I do have my show notes here, so I'll probably keep glancing down to them. Maybe next week I'll get myself a clipboard so I can look straight ahead and not down at the paper. And so it may take me a little bit of time to get used to this, and I might end up spending some time working out the Facebook quirkiness. And then maybe afterwards I'll edit it out of the podcast. I don't know. Maybe I'll leave it in. You know, let's be real. It will be an experiment today, so bear with me, and I think I'm just ready to have fun tonight. That's it, and I hope you are all with me for the ride. Well, so how has my week been? Well, let's start with Sunday. I went to my meeting, and I got on the scale. And what did the scale tell me? This is what the scale told me. This is how far away I am from goal. I've gained 8 pounds. I'm 8 pounds over goal. This is very sad. I was not as upset as I thought I would be because I was kind of dreading getting on the scale, but it certainly was not fun to see that old number, the number that I've seen before. I was going on my way down. I saw the number as I'm coming back up. Luckily, there is an amazing receptionist at my center who was so understanding and supportive and really talked with me and told me what I know is that it's just a number and it's just some feedback. And she told me that I'm probably burned out on doing program from all the hard work that I've done getting to goal and getting to lifetime. And I agree with that. And I think I've actually talked about it on the show, how I probably am a little bit burned out. It is true. But seriously, I got to put the brakes on the burnout. And I got a QFA. Look what I have with me here, my viewers. I have my little notebook, my QFA notebook. This is the notebook that I had next to me with me during my push to goal back at the end of 2017. QFA, quit fooling around. Actually, the F that I told myself was not fooling, but basically that's the gist, quit fooling around. This time is different. And it was. And then what else did I write on the inside? This time you will do it. And I did. So I got to get back to this. I got a QFA. Got to get back on track. And that's actually what I've done so far this week. I'll talk about that a little bit more. I want to talk about the meeting. Meeting was really good this week. The topic was self-esteem, boosting your self-esteem. But as usual, we talk more about other stuff than the topic. What we ended up discussing was success and what success means to us and what makes us feel successful. So I thought that would be a really good thing to talk about today on the show. And as you know, it is super important to feel successful along your journey. You've got to celebrate the small things as well as the big things. It's wonderful when you can celebrate a 10% loss or a 25-pound loss when you get that charm, but it is also wonderful and motivating to celebrate the small things like tracking every day or working out 3 times this week or fitting into a smaller size pair of jeans or tightening your belt another notch. Those things are great and they help you stay focused and on track and they keep you going with forward momentum. I love celebrating the little things as well as the big things. Those non-scale victories, the things that have nothing to do with the number on the scale, but have everything to do with how successful you feel. And so as talking about success, my leader gave the room, she gave us a prompt and asked us to complete this sentence. And the sentence was, I felt successful this week when I fill in the blank. And everybody in the room had a different answer. It was so interesting to hear what makes other people feel successful. I heard things like, I tracked every day. I went to a family picnic and I didn't eat cake. That's a good one. I went for a walk instead of raiding the pantry for snacks. And I put that question out on Facebook too, out on the page, not on the group. And I heard some even more great things from my QFAers, my listeners. I hope I'm pronouncing this right. I apologize in advance if this is not the way you pronounce your name. Rahel from Facebook, she is actually from Germany. I have a listener in Germany. Very exciting. I also got another message from her that I'll get to in a little bit. But Rahel answered the question. She said, I went to a bachelorette party this weekend because apparently regular bachelorette parties aren't hard enough to deal with food-wise. So it was a whole bachelorette party weekend. But I tracked everything I ate and drank and ended up within my weekly points. Barely. But before Weight Watchers, I would have just said, who cares? It's a bachelorette party. You're supposed to be irresponsible. So huge success for me here. Absolutely a huge success. I have that problem too sometimes before Weight Watchers when I would say, and sometimes I have it now, who cares? Just do it. You deserve it. Blah, blah. You know, you shouldn't do that. So Rahel, congratulations. That was a huge success. A bachelorette party certainly has the potential to be disastrous considering what happens at a bachelorette party, the drinking, the whatever you do at bachelorette parties in Germany. I'm sure it's probably the same thing we do at bachelorette parties here in the US. So good for you. You kept it under control. I am super impressed that you even stayed within your weekly points. Awesome. So it was a huge success for you. So great job. Congratulations. Keep doing it. And let's see, Angie wrote, and Angie actually just joined us on the live stream. Hi, Angie. So I'm going to share what you wrote. Here's what Angie wrote. After your podcast about getting back to basics, which was last week, I believe, episode 23, I got myself together and pretended it was week one again. I finally broke my 6-week plateau and lost 3 pounds that week. Apparently, I wasn't being as careful with tracking as I thought. Angie, that's awesome. See, back to basics. Get back to what you know works. Back to the program basics. You broke your plateau. You lost 3 pounds. That is so phenomenal. Congratulations. You can do it. I love it. And I can't wait to hear about your success more as we go. So wonderful job. That's so great. All right. Then Emily said, I went to the gym 4 times last week. I can't remember the last time I did that. Usually I'm lucky if I make it once. Now to keep the momentum going this week, Absolutely. Success for Emily means going to the gym. And she did it. She did four times this week. And that is so awesome. I can relate to that because to me, feeling successful is getting to the gym three times. Maybe four if I'm going to a class, but you know, running and going to my class. For me, that's success too. So I totally understand. Congratulations, Emily, for doing that. If it's something that you want to do, that's great that you did that. Four times is awesome. So keep it up. Keep up the momentum. Keep going, doing whatever. Just remind yourself how good it felt when you actually made it to the gym four times, and then you'll keep doing it. It's, again, celebrating those little successes, reminding yourself that you were successful, that you can do it, that going to the gym four times is not something that you can't do. It's something that you can do and you have done, so keep doing it, and you will feel fantastic. Okay, next one, Biva. I hope I'm saying this right, and if I'm not saying it right, please tell me. I know, or Beva, I'm really sorry. Biva, please tell me how to pronounce your name. I don't want to mispronounce it anymore. So she says, that's a huge question. I choose to do the right thing again and again. I don't regret working out. I only regret when I slack off. I don't regret nights when I go to bed at a reasonable time. I only regret when I stay up too late watching TV. And I never, ever regret time spent with family and friends. So that's a really interesting spin on the success. So choosing to do the right thing and not regretting when you do the right thing. So, and maybe don't have regrets. Just maybe look at it as some feedback. Don't beat yourself up about it. If you don't work out, don't beat yourself up about it. But just remember how good it feels when you do. So celebrate that. Going to bed at a reasonable time. What is that like? I have no idea. I am always staying up too late watching TV or reading Twitter. That's usually what I do. And of course, she said, I never ever regret time spent with family or friends. So that's awesome. So keep celebrating those things. Celebrate the working out. Celebrate the going to bed at a reasonable time. Celebrate being with your family and friends. And just remember how good it makes you feel, and it'll keep you going as you go along. Okay, Chantel writes, I joined Weight Watchers. Yay! Welcome! Congratulations. I feel this is the first step to becoming a better version of myself and feeling better in my own skin. Absolutely. It is a great first step. It takes a lot of courage and self-awareness to actually step into the center if you're doing that, or you know, join online if that's what you did. The first step to becoming a better version of myself. Wow, that is so cool, because you're pretty great the way you are, Chantel. I don't know you, but I know you're pretty great the way you are. So you just want to feel better about yourself, feel better in your own skin, and just be a better version of it. And you can do it. And we are all here to support you along the way. So you're on the group, come over, share more, get involved, get talking to everybody. And there's a really great support system over here. So congratulations on joining. Can't wait to hear about your successes. So celebrate your successes along the way. Every little thing, non-scale victories, scale victories, anything that makes you feel successful, keep reminding yourself about that and you'll keep doing it. So congratulations to that. And we are so glad you're here with us on the journey. Okay, listener Jamie wrote, here's Jamie, I know she's out there watching. Okay, Jamie says, I haven't felt very successful lately, but I'm pretty proud that I have stuck to my 52-week recipe resolution. I've made some really great new recipes that are fun to share with my family, some point friendly and some not so much. Well, that is awesome. And I have actually been seeing some of those recipes that Jamie has been posting, and they look awesome. Maybe we can talk her into sharing some of them over on the Facebook group. Some of those are pretty great. The point friendly ones, though, only share the point friendly ones. The non-point friendly ones, you can save that for your family. So congratulations on that. That is really hard to stick to. I am super proud of you for doing that. Back in the day when my website was a food blog, a few years ago, I came up with this thing that I was going to do a bread recipe every week. I was going to make a new bread recipe every week, share the process and all that kind of stuff. I think I made 12 out of 52. So the fact that you are halfway through the year, we're almost in August, and you've stuck to your 52-week recipe resolution, you must have been like 26 or so far. That's pretty great. That is real commitment. So you're committed to that, and so I know you have it in you to keep committing to your success. You said you haven't felt very successful lately, but maybe figure out what it is that makes you feel successful and do more of that. And then not only will you be successful at your recipe resolution, and you better start sharing those recipes, then you'll also be successful in the weight loss journey. So looking forward to seeing more of that. Hopefully you'll share some with us and we can all try something new. I'm always looking for new recipes. So good for you. Okay, Marsha says, I drank a gallon of water each day. That is a lot of water. Congratulations, Marsha. That's really great. Personally, I drink about a gallon of coffee every day, but that's the same, right? But that's I do need to drink more water. I have some water. I have my bottle of water with me here. That's probably the first sip I've had in about 6 hours. Very thirsty. So good for you. That's everybody needs to get more water. It's a really good way to keep yourself full, keep yourself satiated, and I don't know, help you stop eating the chips, because I know that's what I did. I did that this afternoon. I came home and I felt like eating everything in the pantry, and I'm like, just drink some water, dummy. Don't get in the pantry, because it's nothing but trouble. So water can definitely help you. So congratulations for doing that. Okay, so, and then finally, Diane made me laugh with this comment. Here she says, I binged again at lunch today, but with a bowl of veggies from the Whole Foods bar. I know, points for unknown oils, but that is a huge success over normally choosing nothing but cakes, small cakes, a piece of cake, all my dealers. I started laughing. Dealers? She has cake dealers? Where do I find a cake dealer? I really would like to find a cake dealer. So congratulations, Diane, for choosing vegetables over cake. That is a huge accomplishment. I discovered this week that I said, all right, I'm going to eat more vegetables. That was one of the things that my receptionist, April, shared. She goes, all right, you just got to eat more vegetables. Just eat carrots. Just grab some baby carrots and eat those when you're feeling hungry. Ugh. I do not like vegetables as a snack. I started eating those carrots and I ate about 5 carrots. And I'm like, this is disgusting. Carrots are not snacks. So maybe I'm glad it worked for you, Diane. And does not work for me. So I got to find alternate stuff to have for snacks. I think maybe popcorn. I mean, there's points, but I'll have some points. I don't like vegetables as snacks. So we all have our struggles. Well, thank you to everyone who shared their successes. And it was great to hear from so many of you. Thanks. And I hope we continue the conversation. All right. So you want to hear my successes? So last week, as you saw, as I held up the sign, I didn't feel really successful overall, especially because of that stupid weight gain. But I did have a few good moments this past week. Went to my meeting, one, and two, I went for a 20-minute run after my meeting. And then again, last night, baby steps. But those two things made me feel super successful. And going to the meeting always puts me in a good mood and gets me set up for a good week. I've said it before and I will say it again. When you are having a bad week, you need a meeting. And when you are having a good week, that meeting needs you. I just really need to remind myself that on Sunday mornings at about 7 o'clock, when I really don't want to get out of bed because my bed is so comfortable, I need to go to my meeting. And I honestly, I never, ever, ever regret going to my meeting. So I don't know why it ends up being so hard, probably because I just like sleep so much. But I always feel great and I feel refreshed and I feel renewed and I feel ready to take on a whole new week when I go to my meeting. So if you are a Weight Watchers member and you go to meetings, don't skip meetings. Go to meetings. They are super important. If you are a Weight Watchers member and you do not go to meetings, if you do online, come to here. Come to, I'm going to do this again. I'm definitely going to do Facebook Live again. So come when I do a live, let's do a meeting, whatever. Don't call it a meeting, but let's do the wellness together. So let's just do this together. So look for support where you can find it. Get some support from your family who supports you, friends who support you. Go online, look for some tips. Tune into the podcast, my podcast every week. I try to share some of the things that happen at meetings and some of the things that really speak to me. So hopefully you'll get the support that you need. But for people who go to meetings, don't miss your meetings. I got to keep telling myself that too. Don't miss the meetings. They're super important. They're so great. And if you connect with a leader, it could be the matter of losing and not losing. It could be the difference between success and failure. Find the right meeting. There's so many throughout the week. Make sure you find a meeting and a leader that works for you. And don't be afraid to shop around. I had to go to a couple meetings before I found the one that I really liked. And I am so happy that I did. And I'm really glad it's Sunday morning, so I don't like have to go at night. I like morning meetings. So the other thing that made me feel successful this week is I went for two runs so far this week, and I loved every single minute of it. I use an app to help me train. It's called the 5K to 10K. And I use the Couch to 5K app when I first started running to help me get ready for my first 5K. So it was kind of starting from zero to 5K. And then I graduated myself to the 5K to 10K app when I was getting ready to run the 10K in the Cleveland Marathon. Anyway, I've been so inconsistent with my running lately that I keep having to start over on the app. Like I have to go back to day one and start the training over. So now I'm back on week one, day one, or actually week one, day three for my next run. But the point is, I keep having to start over again because I keep falling off the training wagon, but I haven't stopped. I keep doing it. And every time I run, it reminds me of how much I enjoy doing it. And then I just need to keep going. I haven't registered for any races in the late summer or fall yet, but I know I need to do that in order to keep myself motivated and moving forward. And this week has been and is going to be even better. Our leader left us with these words at the end of the meeting. What can you do differently this week that will make you have the success you want next week? Those are some words to think about. I don't know about you, but I hate walking into that meeting filled with feelings of, oh, I wish I'd tracked, or I wish I'd go out running, or I wish I hadn't eaten that entire bag of smoked almonds. Yeah, I did that. And then facing the scale that I know is going to be disappointing. And the worst part is, it absolutely does not have to be that way. It's all in my control. It's always been in my control. I'm the one who puts the food in my mouth or not. I'm the one who bags on going for a run or I'm the person who just puts on my damn sneakers and goes outside. I'm in control. It's always my choice. It's all my choice. And a wise Weight Watchers leader once told me, there is always another choice. So am I going to make the other, sometimes harder choice? Am I going to choose to have oatmeal for breakfast? Or give in and eat the bagel with the strawberry jam? I know which one is better for me, and I know which one is going to help me be successful. It's just making the choice, and there always is another choice. So are you ready to do what it takes and make the choices that will help you be successful this week? I plan to keep tracking. I have been really good so far this week. I have tracked every day this week, every meal, every day, every snack. I have tracked it all. I've been using the app, and I will meet my fitness goals. I'm 2/3 of the way there, and it's only Wednesday, so I know I'm going to reach it. So that's cool and motivating. And I'm going to register for 2 or 3 more races this summer and fall. So that is something I can absolutely do for myself to keep me motivated, to keep me successful. And I am ready to be successful again. I don't ever want to see this stupid number on the scale again. No more. I hate it. I'm done. I am ready to celebrate. I'm ready to celebrate every success along the way to keep myself motivated. And I love doing this show on Facebook. I think I'm going to do this again. I know I'm going to do this again. What do you think? Do you like it? I know I've only got a few viewers out there right now, but maybe this will pick up. And I did want to read something real quick before we go. Rahel from Germany. Again, if I'm not pronouncing your name correctly, please tell me how to correctly pronounce it. So here's what she writes. She writes, "Hi, Wendy. Hi, everybody. I found your podcast all the way over in Germany, and it's exactly what I was looking for. I am 27, and I am not exaggerating when I'm saying that I have been struggling with food and my weight for a good 20 years. It is so good to hear somebody else going through the same ups and downs and not giving up. I started my Weight Watchers journey 2 weeks ago, and I really hope that the meetings and maybe you guys can help me finally QFA. It's time." That is right. QFA. Rahel, we are so happy to have you. Welcome from Germany. I understand. I empathize with you. I've been struggling with my weight my entire life, too. Mine's more like in the 40-year range. So, But we're all here. We all have the same struggles, the same ups and downs. And that's why I started this podcast in the first place. I wanted to be able to let people know that they're not alone, that we are all in this together. Everybody has these struggles, ups and downs. And congratulations on joining Weight Watchers. I do follow Weight Watchers Germany on Twitter. So it's pretty cool. I have no idea what they're saying, but the pictures are super nice. And you can hit the little translate button, so I do get to figure out. But you guys got some weird ingredients over there. So I may have to ask you to tell me what some of those things are. So welcome. Congratulations on joining Weight Watchers. And I wish you nothing but success. Stay with us here, and we're all in this together. We'll all give you the support you need. Come on over to the group, share, and we will get you to your goals. And yes, this show obviously is live, but it will show up on the podcast, so you'll get to hear it. So thank you so much for writing. I really appreciate it. All right. Well, that is it. A little bit of a short show today, because I'm still a little nervous about being on TV. Well, thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a rating and a review over on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews will help more people find me. Thank you. You can also find my show on Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, and anywhere you find your podcasts. Subscribe and please share the show with your friends. You can also find me on Facebook. If you're watching, you're here right now. Search for the Wendelicious at Goal Facebook page and find the Wendelicious at Goal Facebook group. It's our private little closed group, but anybody can join. Just click join and I will let you on in the group. Lots of great conversations happening over there, especially this week when I asked people to share their successes. Lots of great stuff going on. So come on over and join us. I will post all of my profile links in the show notes, where to find me online. And don't forget to drop me a line. Tell me how you are doing. My email address is wendeliciousradio@gmail.com. wendeliciousradio@gmail.com. I really do want to hear from you. I love hearing from you. As I've said, it makes me know that I'm not just screaming out into the ether, that there are actually people out there listening. All right. So have a great week and meet me back here next week. Who knows? Maybe we'll do Facebook Live again. I really had a great time. So I probably will. And don't forget, if you're not going all the way, why go at all? QFA, everyone. Let's do this.